A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus went across the Sea of Galilee. A large crowd followed him because they saw the signs he was performing on the sick. Jesus went up on the mountain, and there he sat down with his disciples. The Jewish feast of Passover was near. When Jesus raised his eyes and saw that a large crowd was coming to him, he said to Philip, "Where can we buy enough food for them to eat?" He said this to test him, because he himself knew what he was going to do. Philip answered him, 200 days' wages worth of food would not be enough for each of them to have a little. One of his disciples, Andrew, the brother of Simon Peter, said to him, "There is a boy here with 5 barley loaves and 2 fish, but what good are these for so many?" Jesus said, "Have the people recline." Now there was a great deal of grass in that place. So the men reclined, about 5,000 in number. Then Jesus took the loaves, gave thanks, and distributed them to those who were reclining, and also as much of the fish as they wanted. When they had their fill, he said to his disciples, "Gather the fragments left over, so nothing will be wasted." So they collected them and filled 12 wicker baskets with fragments from the 5 barley loaves that had been more than they could eat. When the people saw the sign he had done, they said, "This is truly the prophet, the one who is to come into the world." Since Jesus knew that they were going to come and carry him off to make him a king, he withdrew again to the mountain alone. Good evening. Peace be with you. Thank you. This is probably one of my favorite times of the summer season, when we will take the next 5 weeks and examine chapter 6 of John's Gospel, the Bread of Life dissertation on how Jesus feeds us and prepares us for eternal life. So we're going to have 1 week build on the next, and it's always an incredible way to see how he changes people's disposition from what they want in the world to what he wants to give them eternally in heaven. When we think of this simple 5 loaves and 2 fish, we always are called to the 7 sacraments. There are the 2 fish, which represent the 2 sacraments of ministry, holy orders and marriage. And it is from those vocations that the church must grow. And the church grows through the other sacraments, which are represented in the bread, the baptism, the forgiveness of sins, Holy Communion, and confirmation. And then once someone is filled with all these gifts, then of course, anointing of the sick, or to bring about health so that ministry can continue. But tonight I would like to really focus on what is taking place in the readings, the way they're given to us, so we understand why it's so important that we need to be community. That Eucharist is the source and summit of our lives. In order for Jesus, in order for Elisha the prophet, to perform the multiplication of loaves to feed, they needed 2 things. They needed first to be given the human sustenance, and then they needed recipients. It's so beautiful how we see that when it is brought to Jesus in the gospel, the 5 loaves and the 2 fish was obviously not going to be enough to feed 5,000. The first concern in the apostles' minds and hearts, as we hear in the other gospels, is let's take care of ourselves. And then we'll know that we have enough to carry on. But Jesus takes their doubt. He takes the reality that they say
and both to Elisha the prophet as well as Jesus, what good is this? So little for so many. And when Jesus takes the bread and the fish and he blesses it and he tells them to distribute it to the people, there's not only enough for those who have gathered there, but there will be enough to sustain all people for all time. The sustenance that the people bring is the bread and the fish. It's the very thing of the human nature needs to be nurtured. And then they become the recipients of what first nurtures their human nature, but now will prepare them to be nurtured in their divine soul. Jesus feeds them in the way they need to be fed, only to prepare them for what would come next. When I hear those words in the gospel, when they say to Jesus, "But what good is this for so many?" It's so easy for us to say that about ourselves. What good is this, one person, weak in faith, to be able to serve so many? Whether it is as pastor, whether it is as mom or dad or grandparent or great-grandparent, what can one person do? And it reminds me of the saying we use so often. We say, or people say to me when they're down and distressed and full of sorrow or suffering, they say, "I thought God doesn't give us more than we can handle." And I say, God always, always, always gives us way more than we can handle. Because he wants us to be able to exactly say what was said to Elisha the prophet and to Jesus. What can I do? What can I do in my weakness to follow you? To carry the part of the cross you have set out for me? And Jesus says, give yourself to me. Be the recipient of what I can give you. Then the cross will never be too heavy, for you only share in a sliver of it, in the promise that will come in his fulfillment. When Jesus feeds us in the Holy Eucharist, it becomes the source and summit of our lives. Why? Because it nurtures every aspect of our human lives. It renews our baptism. It forgives our sins. It brings the Holy Spirit's power into a reality of our relationship with him. And even in a moment of death or sickness, it gives us the strength to taste not only the sustenance of his love for our human nature, but to begin to taste of the bread that has come from heaven. Remember this. We cannot have Eucharist, obviously, without priest. But we cannot, as priests, have the sacred mass if we do not have a community offering their weaknesses as their own sustenance and becoming the recipients as one. That's what Paul stresses in the second reading. He tells us we must remain unified because that's where peace is. And what is unity? One God, one Lord, one truth, one sacrifice, one promise of eternal life. So what should be our mission then this week as we begin this grand journey through chapter 6 of John's Gospel? I would say first and foremost, I think you should all go home and read it. Because if you can keep ahead of the story, then you can anticipate what is going to happen to these people who first tasted miraculous bread for their bodies and then be challenged to receive what would be good for their souls. Secondly, I think we need to realize that God will always give us way more than we can handle by ourselves. But when we are fed and we belong to community and we pray for each other, that's why we need the people back in church. We can't do this by ourselves. And then we become the perfect recipients of receiving Eucharist that makes us true disciples of Christ. Thirdly, our mission should be to realize that our human nature is so beautiful. And when we offer it back to God, it is renewed in His Spirit, and it is strengthened to strengthen one another. So when you come forward to receive our Lord in the Holy Eucharist this evening, remember that before Jesus could become the bread of life, He had to become the sacrifice of the altar. And secondly, admit to Him when you receive Him your weakness. Whatever it might be, whether it's fear, anxiety, whatever it is, admit to the weakness and ask Him to make it whole and strengthen it so that the sacramental life will always be your guide, that the Eucharist will always be the source and summit of your lives. And I promise I will do the same.